That was Alice in Chains and Your Decision, Kerrang Radio. It's Tuesday night and we're back. We're doing the show. The bank holiday is over, well, at least until Friday. And I've got Andy Robertson, my gaming compadre, on the program tonight to talk about games and tech and geeky stuff like that. How are you, fella?
I'm good, thanks. We're refreshed after the bank holiday.
And we're Skyping.
That's right. Up the technology, left the telephones behind.
This is something new for me. I haven't Skyped before. I feel I've been living in Victorian times.
Hopefully it'll hold out.
Yeah, so how was your bank holiday? You had some nice time off, I take it. Did you enjoy the sunshine or did you stay in and did you game or did your wife get you outside?
We did a bit of both. So we hit the beach one day, I think, some time in the garden, a bit of mowing. But between that, we did manage to fit in a bit of gaming with the family.
Brilliant. Okay, so what do you recommend? Are we going on the family gaming tip this week?
I think so. Well, the game we've been playing is Virtua Tennis. It's a game I actually bought for myself because I'm quite a tennis fan. It's quite a technical game, takes a while to play and to learn. But my kids discovered that on the PlayStation, they can use the Move controllers and just sort of wave them about and play a simple game of tennis. And actually, I haven't been on it since they discovered that.
So they like it. I must admit, it landed on my desk this morning. It's my version is for the Xbox, so I presume that's going to be all Kinect and everything. So I'll be running around the lounge using my hands as bats or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, flailing your arms around. I think both versions have got this Move control, and there's a Wii version as well that uses the Wii remote, which obviously we're more familiar with. But it was nice to see a combination of better graphics and these Move controls to actually create a game that looked like a proper tennis game, as well as played like one as well.
Brilliant. Okay, so you recommend that. Family fun for all.
Yeah, I've still got to dig into the sort of the hardcore side of it, where you use the controller rather than the Move wand, as they call it. So yeah, but it looks very good. It's returned to the original team that did Virtua Tennis back in the day, and it looks like Sega have really sorted it out this year.
With the Move wand. It sounds right. Like a sex toy.
Yes. Well, you've seen them, have you? Because, I won't say much more about that.
No, there's potential there. Okay, what else have you been playing? What do you recommend?
I have been looking at Steel Diver on the 3DS. I know last week you were saying, what game should you get? What's coming up on the 3DS? And this is quite interesting, actually. It's one of the games they were showing at launch, and it has some unusual gameplay in that it uses the cameras for you to look around and target. So one of the modes, you up the periscope and you're looking around at sea level, so you've got the sea bobbing around you. But to move your target, you actually move your DS around the room and the cameras work out which direction you're shooting in. And then you've got to try and shoot the different ships that are in your eye line on the horizon before they shoot you.
Yikes. I mean, that sounds a bit disorientating to me. Have they kind of sorted out the 3D sickness angle? Because, you know, I know some people have been kind of suffering. And, you know, if all of a sudden you're chucking in a game which might actually have seasickness in it, then, you know, I can just see the problem being amplified.
I think it's the games that use the movement and the screen together, actually, for me anyway, your brain seems to just make sense of it. It's the ones where you're static and looking at a game. So I found Pro Evolution Soccer actually was one that I found I had to take more breaks on. And in that one, you're just sat there looking at the screen. Whereas this Steel Diver game, by moving, it seems to sort of make sense to your brain because you're moving at the same time as playing the game. I haven't suffered from so much disorientation.
So it's kind of like, you just got to be careful which games you pick, I think, haven't you?
Like with any system, really, you really need to pick and choose, particularly with the 3DS at launch. They're still just getting going with that lineup. Yep. So some of us, I think, probably just need to bide our time. I'm looking forward to Ocarina of Time, actually, the reworked N64 game. Did you play that first time round?
No, I missed it.
Back in the day, it was very good. But on the 3DS, they've got new graphics, a new control scheme, and they actually have added some new harder levels. So people like me who maybe played it first time, there's still a challenge there. But that's I've got to wait until June for
okay.
That.
What I want to look out for. I must admit that recently I've been playing mostly on my iPad because I got one last week.
I'm jealous now. I want one. What are you playing on it?
Angry Birds, which seems like the obvious one, but I'm a late comer to that, and that's quite addictive.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and then there's lots of different versions, aren't there, for various sort of film tie-ins and different seasonal editions of Angry Birds.
But I'm loving it. I'm operating my CD player, my amplifier in the lounge from the bedroom. I'm going app crazy. I'm the Mac daddy at the moment.
So did you have an iPhone beforehand?
Yes,
how does this compare?
Well, obviously they're both good, but I'm all about the iPad. It could well change my life.
Yeah, and I mean, looking ahead, there are a number of games coming up on the iPad. that I think actually really start to use some of the motion controls on it and that larger screen. So I'm more interested in those, I think, than the ones that have sort of been converted from the iPhone. But as I say, I'm going to get one soon, so we'll be able to compare notes.
Anything else on the horizon you want to mention in this gaming roundup?
I mean, there's some games coming up. I think one that's due out quite soon is Outland, which is like a download game on XBLA and PSN. It looks a little bit like Limbo if you played that, which is a
Or like that. That was creepy.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? You control this little boy through a wood, which is fine for a while, but then suddenly he starts getting impaled on various objects and bitten by spiders and things. And Outland has quite a similar look and feel. So it has like a sort of shooting game as well as the platforming. And it takes from an old game form called Ikaruga. And it had this scheme where you could switch colours. And when you were the colour that matched the bullets, then they didn't hurt you. So it takes Limbo and takes this shooting mechanic and combines them together. And a little bit of Prince of Persia in there. So I think the mix is just fascinating.
Sounds nuts, dude. I'm all about L.A. Noir. That's one that I've been hearing about for God knows how long now. When do we finally get L.A. Noir? This is the big blockbuster, which is going to come out of Rockstar.
Looks like it's going to land 20th of May now, and there's a big anticipation. Obviously, this is from the people who brought us GTA and Red Dead Redemption, and it is that similar sort of style of open world game. But here we're taken to 1940s L.A., and the sort of the focus is dialed down, so it's more about individual mysteries and solving crimes as well as the sort of large open action sections. And for me, that's much more compelling. I want a little sort of murder mystery novel to sort of work my way through. So I feel like it's a much more of a curated experience. So I'm really looking forward to that. I think that's something quite special.
That's going to be the one for me for this summer, I think. Andy, it's been a pleasure to talk to you once again on Skype.
Yes.
Which is blowing my mind at the moment. It's amazing. You're much better looking than I thought you would be.
And you too, yes.
Thank you, Andy. We'll talk next week.
Yeah, cheers, Loz.